Let's go to 2 Timothy. This is a letter to a young person. A spiritual father is speaking to a young person. And this is what he says, 2 Timothy chapter 3. In fact, these are his last words. Paul is Timothy's spiritual father. He's his spiritual father, but in some respects, Timothy's father didn't walk with God. He was raised spiritually by his mother and his grandmother, Eunice and Lois. So he kind of had a fatherly look towards Timothy. He looked at Timothy rather as his son, and Timothy looked at Paul as his father. So the relationship they had was amazing. But anyway, this is the father at the end of his life. This is what he's saying to his son. He says in chapter 3, verse 14, but continue you in the things which you have learned, being assured of and knowing of whom you have learned them. From a child, you have known the holy scriptures, which are able to make you wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Jesus Christ. When you're young, you're growing. In fact, you want to grow. Everyone you meet tells you you need to grow. And you can't wait to grow up, because somehow there's this mythical position that once you grow up, life is just better. You have more authority. You have more money. You have more liberty. You have more belongings. You have better clothes. For some reason, being an adult, everything seems to be better. So you can't wait to grow up. So the pressure on you is, you want to grow. Like when I was younger, we used to have notches on the wall. And we use these notches to see how tall we are. So you can look at the wall and see when you've grown. Like a year ago, you were this tall. Next year, you're this tall. So that's the only way you could measure, besides birthdays. Because at a birthday, you didn't feel older. When your birthday comes along, you don't feel any different, right? It just seems to be the same. When I was 5, I turned 6, I felt the same as when I was 5. You don't really notice, except for your clothes get a little bit smaller. But you don't see yourself getting bigger. You see your clothes getting smaller, which is why you'll say my pants are too small or my clothes are too small. Everything's just too small. Really, I'm the one that's growing. So what Paul is telling his spiritual son is this: I'm going to give you the secret to growing. For a few moments this morning, I want to share Paul's secret to growing. How do you grow? When it comes to God, how do you grow? Not just with Sunday school, but how do you grow? Because you really can't make yourself grow. Like a tree can't make itself grow, and yet it grows. You're getting taller, but you didn't make yourself taller, right? So, how do you grow? And I'm going to reduce it to one sentence. Paul talks about how he's watched Timothy from a little boy grow up based upon how his mother and father have trained him. And he says, here is the secret in verse 14. The secret to growing is one word: continuing. Growing is fed by continuing. By continuing. You're going to make mistakes. You're going to say the wrong thing. You're going to do the wrong thing. But the only way you grow with God is continuing with God. Colossians chapter 2, verse 6. As you have received Christ, so walk ye in him. You just continue. He just says continue. He just says continue. He just said, the new King James says it this way: you must continue. Another one says you must remain faithful to continue. Another one means that you remain to continue. It means you make the choice as a person that I'm going to continue with God, with my mistakes, with my frailty, with my problems, with difficulty. I'm just going to continue, because you outlive your mistakes, you outgrow your immaturities, and you outlast your enemies by just continuing. So this happened, you just continue. Like, you ever see a runner? No matter what happens, car accident, birds are flying over, you are focused on one thing: running. You're not focused on what's happening. You're not thinking about what you did yesterday. You're not thinking about what you're going to do tomorrow. In the moment, you just continue. You just continue. And I'm going to give you 3 reasons why you continue that comes from this verse in verse 14. Number one, you continue because you know what you got. You got the truth. Acts 20:27, you got the whole truth. You know what you got. You continue. You know what you got. You got the Bible. You got the truth. I continue with God because I know I got the truth. Psalm 23:23, you buy up the truth and sell it not. I've heard the truth. God loves me. God forgives me. God is for me. God is with me. God protects me. That's the truth. I know what I got. I didn't get a lie because God doesn't lie in Titus chapter 1, verse 2. I got the truth in John 14, 6. I got the truth from God. So I know what I got. When you know what you got, you can continue. Secondly, in 1 Thessalonians 2, verse 8, I know who gave it to me. I know where I got it. I got all of God. I got all of who he is. I got all of what he said. I know where I got it, in the house of God. I got it from the right person and the right people. I know I got the right thing from the right people. I got all of it. Your joy is my joy, Paul told Timothy in 2 Corinthians 2, verse 8. I know where I got it from. I didn't get it in the street. I didn't get it from bad people. I didn't get it from mean people. I got it from God. I got it from the Bible. I know where I got it from. I didn't get it from gossip. It wasn't a rumor. It was the truth. In John chapter 8, verse 32, it is the truth that I heard they set me free. I got it. I know who gave it to me. So I know what I got, all of the truth, Acts 20, 27. I know who gave it to me. In 1 Thessalonians 2, verse 8, Paul said, I didn't just give you the gospel. I gave you my whole life. I gave you all of me. All of me. I knew. And then number three, he said this. I know how you got it. I didn't yell at you. God doesn't yell at you. He doesn't shake his fist at you. He doesn't point his finger at you. He doesn't raise his voice. 1 Kings 19:12. It's a still small voice. I know how I got it. I got it graciously. Titus chapter 2, verse 12. God taught me to deny ungodliness graciously. I got it from the Holy Spirit. John 16:13. The Holy Spirit taught me through the Word of God. I got it graciously. I got it in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 15. I got it in love. He gave me the truth in love. He gave me the truth in love. So I know what I got, all of him. I know how I got it. And I know who gave it to me. Three things. I know what I got. I know who gave it to me. I know how I got it. That's why I continue. And when you're young, you can't wait to continue. You can't grow up fast enough. You wish you were 16 at the age of 4. You want to do everything that everybody else can do. You want to grow with God so fast. You want to grow so fast. But the best way to grow, the secret to growing, is in continuing. You don't stop and count and evaluate the pluses and the minuses. You just continue. In Genesis chapter 12, it's an amazing verse. The writer says this. Moses says this. They went further into the land in Canaan, right destination, and into the land of Canaan they came, right direction. I'm going toward the right destination, and I keep going in the right direction. I'm going towards the right destination, and I keep going in the right direction. Because if you go in the right direction, you'll reach the right destination. You just keep going. Genesis 12, verse 5, you just keep going. You just keep going. You just keep going. Because that's what winning looks like. Winning looks like when you continue. You just continue. See, achievement is not the end. Achievement is just a boundary along the way. You keep going. And failure is not the end. Failure is just a reminder to keep going. You just keep going. So you continue in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 16 in the Spirit. You continue in love. In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 2, you continue. When we gather like this on Sundays in Hebrews 10:25, you continue to forgive each other in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32. You continue in John 8:31 to be in the Word of God, 2 Timothy 2:15. You continue, we said earlier in Colossians 4:2, in prayer. You continue, you continue, you continue, and you continue. And there'll be mean people, and you continue. And the people that help you, but you continue. That's the best success. I don't waste my time fighting people. I continue with God, and God takes care of people. I don't have to go to war. God takes care of my enemies. I don't number my enemies. I don't count my problems. I just continue with God. I just continue. I just continue all the way to the end. In Hebrews chapter 3, verse 6, all the way to the end. I just continue. We just continue. We don't have the time to stop and look over our shoulder or worry about the future. We just continue. We just keep going. You know why? Because at the end, Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 8, at the end. Good little verse to remember. At the end. The end of a thing is better than the beginning. Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 8. The end of a thing is better than the beginning. That's why you keep going. I want to get to the end. Psalm 37, 37. I want to get to the end. Revelation 4, verse 8. I want to get to the end. Philippians 3, 13 and 14. I want to get to the end. So I'm just going to keep going. Finish the race. 1 Corinthians 9. Just keep going. And if you stumble, you get up and you keep going. See? You may stumble, but you don't fall. You just get up and you keep going. You don't give up. You get up and you just keep going. Just keep going. Keep going. Keep going. And all of a sudden, you get stronger. You get taller. You get more skilled at running. And you learn how to keep going. You learn how to keep going. You learn not to quit. You learn not to give up. You learn not to complain. You learn that nobody owes you anything. You just continue. You just work hard and you continue and you continue and you continue and you watch what God will do for you. Because the end is better than the beginning. Amen?